Thank you so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. Same verse as we had yesterday, Revelation 1:8. The Lord God said, I'm the Alpha and Omega, who is and who was and who is to come. And then it closes, this verse closes with, I am the Almighty. I'm the Alpha and Omega. Remember last time we saw the two letters of the Greek alphabet. I'm the Alpha and Omega, the beginning to the end, and everything in between, and I am the Almighty. The Hebrew word El Shaddai communicated a sense of power. It meant all-sufficient one. El Shaddai actually meant the God of the mountains, because when you look at a mountain, man, it is powerful, isn't it? God Almighty, the God of the mountains. His power isn't limited by nature or norms. El Shaddai, it can't be moved, right? He always delivers on his promises. The God Almighty in Genesis is still the God Almighty in Revelation. He's the Alpha and Omega. What he is in the beginning, he is in the end. The Greek word that describes this word Almighty describes Jesus. He is God in the flesh, and as the one who will always be, Jesus, God in the flesh, is all-powerful. He is the omnipotent God. I don't know your situation today. You're listening, and you're listening in a car or when you're on your run. I don't know when you're listening to this. Maybe at noon, right? As you're taking a lunch break. I don't know what your situation is today. I don't know what you've gone through. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what the emotions of your heart is. Here's what I do know. I know that Jesus is the Almighty, God of the mountains, the all-powerful one. There's no problem too big for him to handle. You believe that? No issue impossible for him. Believe that? The Almighty will always keep his promises. You can trust him. You can trust him. So I'm going to encourage you to do that today. Whatever's going on in your life, trust him and watch him work in your life. Hey, when he works, I'd love for you to share that story with me. I trusted him, and here's how he worked in my life. It's going to be a great story to tell. Lord Jesus, I trust in you, the Almighty, the God of the mountains, the unshakable one, the one who always keeps his promises. My challenge is a big one, but is not impossible for you. My situation is a tough one. It's not outside of your power. I trust you to give me all I need, and I wait on you to give me all you've promised. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.